here's a story from The World.
Leaders from around the globe have convened in New York for the UN General Assembly. For the second year in a row at the gathering, China made some big pledges to fight climate change. Here's Chinese President Xi Jinping speaking through an interpreter.
China will step up support for other developing countries in developing green and low-carbon energy, and will not build new coal-fired power projects abroad.
No new Chinese-backed coal plants outside of China. The World's environment correspondent Carolyn Beeler joins me now to discuss this. So, Carolyn, U.S. climate envoy John Kerry said that he's absolutely delighted by this move, which he's been talking about with Chinese officials apparently for some time. The U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also been pushing for this. What is the significance?
It's a big announcement, Marco. China is the biggest remaining public funder of coal-fired power plants. It's building coal-fired power plants abroad through its Belt and Road Initiative, concentrated largely in Vietnam, Bangladesh, Indonesia. This announcement was really just those several words that you just heard, so it's not clear exactly what it means, when it will take effect, whether it will apply just to brand new power plants or those that are already planned but not yet built. Alvin Lin is an expert on China climate policy at the Natural Resources Defense Council, and he told me that if it applies to power plants that are planned but not yet built, nearly 50 power plants are going to be canceled.
If you look at a huge sector like aviation, this is equivalent of grounding a quarter of all flights in terms of their emissions. And so this is a really important announcement, both for the signal that it sends, and also, I think, you know, what it means in terms of those tons of CO2.
What kind of signal does this announcement send?
That China is continuing to take significant steps forward on climate change, even though it needs to be doing more, just like most of the rest of the world. And it gives a boost to expectations ahead of the UN climate summit in Glasgow.
Yeah, how does it change things for Glasgow?
There is starting to be some chatter that the UN climate summit in Glasgow might not be a success. So climate policy experts were looking to the UN General Assembly for some concrete announcements that would signal that countries really were willing to come to the table with some big new promises next month. So out of the UN General Assembly, climate policy experts were looking for any announcements on coal from China, which we've obviously seen, and announcements from developed countries, including the U.S. on climate finance. We also saw an announcement yesterday from President Joe Biden that the U.S. would double its climate finance for developing countries by 2024. So taken together, those are both seen by those reading the tea leaves that there might be some real solid commitments made in about a month's time at the U.N. Climate Summit in Glasgow.
So the announcement from China, it's a pledge to not support coal projects outside of China, but President Xi did not mention domestic coal consumption, did he?
He did not, and that is a much larger source of both emissions and pollution for those who live near these plants than power plants financed abroad. China accounts for about half of all of the coal-fired power plants around the world. They're still building more of them, even though last year at the UN General Assembly, China said it would hit peak emissions by the end of this decade. I spoke to Yifei Li, who's an assistant professor of environmental studies at New York University, Shanghai, today, and he made this point that this is a reminder that Chinese authorities are also up against vested coal interests, just like the rest of the world.
There's no reason to think that an authoritarian state like China can simply change the reality on the ground with the snap of a finger. It simply is never the case.
Still, we are expecting to see maybe some more details about domestic coal use in China as the Glasgow summit approaches. And of course, at some point, more details on what this announcement that came out this week will actually mean and when it'll go into effect.
The World's Environment Correspondent, Carolyn Beeler, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.
From PRX.